हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. We just started the Mundakopanishad. And Mundakopanishad belongs to Atharva Veda. So we have learned Atharva Veda Shanti Patha also last class. So let us recite the Atharva Veda Shanti Patha once. You all know very well. But please make sure that you learn the pronunciation correctly, also the intonations correctly. ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विष्णुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो विच्चर शान्ति पाठः विडु appease invocation we do before we begin the study of any Upanishad. The purpose of doing the Shanti Patha is the same, that it is for the removal of obstacles arising from three different sources. And always obstacles cause pain, therefore pain is likened to the scorching heat. It's called known as tapaha. And tapatre nivrityartham, tapatre nivaranartham, shantihi. Which I said last class, we say three times shantihi. And we invoke the grace of, generally any shantipata, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of devatas to remove the obstacles. And here Upanishad study is specifically for our accomplishing our ultimate goal. Because ultimately for the attainment of spiritual wisdom. And in human life, there's no greater accomplishment than the accomplishment of spiritual wisdom. Because accomplishment of spiritual wisdom is nothing but accomplishment of the self-knowledge. There's nothing greater than this. It is the ultimate accomplishment. Because it is the wisdom which liberates individual from all limitations. And definitely, in accomplishing this greatest end called moksha, in accomplishing his greatest wisdom, in his pursuit of spiritual knowledge, definitely there will be many, many obstacles. In pursuing artha, there will be obstacles. In your pursuit of enjoyment of pleasures, there will be obstacles. Even in living a life of dharma, there will be obstacles. In attainment of jnana, there will be obstacles. Obstacles will be there in all pursuits. And obstacles will be greater in the pursuit of jnana. That is why compulsorily all the study of any Upanishad, study of any Veda, it began with the Shanti Pataha. So which we learnt last class. And hereafter we'll be beginning our class with this Shanti Pataha. And this Mundaka Upanishad is divided into three parts as Prathama Mundakam, divided into Prathama Mundakam and Dvitiya Mundakam. We have these two. Pratham, we have this Upanishad is divided into two parts as Pratham Mundakam and Dvitiya Mundakam. And here we have the first chapter, Prathama Khandaha. Prathama Mundake Prathama Khandaha. The first part known as first Mundaka. There we have first section, Prathama Khandaha. Prathama Mundakam, Prathama Mundake, Prathama Khandaha. That's the first section in first Mundaka. And let us see the mantra today first before we read the Bhashyam on this verse, on this mantra. Prathama Mundake, Prathamaha Khandaha. Om. Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava. Listen to me carefully and see that you memorize the verse. Before we go to the next verse, I really expect, I want all of you to memorize the mantras. First verse, Prathamaha Mantraha. Even the simple verses in Bhagavad Gita or any other Prakarana Grantha, we can say Shlokaha. A verse. But here, we call it a mantra. In Upanishad, Upanishad happens to be the part of the Veda Shastram. Upanishad is known as, the unit verse in Upanishad is known as mantra. I'm going to just read the first verse, but before I go to the first verse also, first mantra. I wanted to understand the meaning of the word Upanishad. The word Upanishad literally implies Brahma Vidya. If you want, what is the meaning of the word Upanishad? Takarantaha Strilingaha Upanishad Shabdaha. Upanishad is a Takarantaha Strilingaha Upanishat Shabdaha. But when we say in plural, it becomes Upanishadaha. Upanishat, Upanishadau, Upanishadaha. Upanishadaha. The third da comes. In plural, the Upanishadaha. In dual, Upanishadau. In singular, Upanishat. Ta. Not the. Okay? Be careful. Upanishat Pataha. Upanishat Chastram. Upanishat. So what does the word Upanishat mean? Upanishat actually means Brahma Vidya. The meaning of the word Upanishad is Brahma Vidya. How do we derive this meaning? the word Upanishad, we have so many derivations, but we'll see only one or two here. Then we will see the many derivations in other Upanishads. Upa Ni Sat. Upa Ni Sat. The one word Upanishad can be divided into three components. Upa, Ni and Sat. The first Upa is the prefix. Separately, Upa doesn't have any meaning. Upa is the prefix meaning near. Samiparthe. Upa means near. Samiparthaha. Upa ityasya upasargasya. Upa ityasya upasargasya samiparthaha. Upa means near. Then, ni. Ni nischayartakaha. Ni stands for definite. Definiteness. Nischayartaka. Then a sad. Check sat. Sat actually is a modified form of the root sadr. Sad. There's a root sad. Sad stands for that which destroys. Sad alone becomes a sat. In grammar class, you'll learn why sad becomes sat. But that means that which destroys. Upani sad. That which destroys. That destroys what? That destroys the ignorance. That which destroys the ignorance. Ignorance of the self. That which destroys the ignorance of the self. So Upanishad is that which destroys this ignorance. By revealing the truth, obtaining as the nearest self. Upa, that which destroys the ignorance of the truth, by revealing the truth, obtaining as the nearest self. I'll be giving many meanings. There's only one meaning I'm giving now, just to start with. So Upanishad, the word Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. So Brahma Vidya is a functional name of the word Upanishad, functional name. What does Brahma Vidya do? Brahma Vidya does two things. Brahma Vidya means what? Knowledge of the reality. Brahma Vidya means knowledge of reality. Knowledge of the truth. So knowledge of the truth, when rises, what does it do? It destroys the ignorance of the truth. Knowledge removes the ignorance. Knowledge removes ignorance. That is function number one. By removing ignorance, it removes samsara also. It destroys ignorance. Thereby it destroys the ignorance caused samsara. That is bondage. Knowledge destroys two things. It destroys ignorance. Thereby it removes ignorance caused bondage. And how does it, when it removes ignorance, what does it do? It resolves the distance between the Jivatma and the Paramatma. It resolves the distance between Jivatma and Paramatma. Which means, there's no real distance between Jivatma and Paramatma. Jivatma means the truth of the individual and the truth of the whole. There's no distance between the truth of the individual and the truth of the whole. But there seems to be distance because of the ignorance. Because the truth of the individual, the truth of the whole happens to be one and the same. There's no distance, there's no difference. But still there seems to be difference, there seems to be distance because of the ignorance. Therefore, so this knowledge removes the distance and difference between the Jivatma and Paramatma. By taking the Jivatma near Paramatma. It takes the Jivatma near Paramatma. Brahma Vidya takes the Jivatma near Paramatma. Does it really take Jivatma near Paramatma? Not really physically. It does not take physically. Yourself, this Brahma Vidya takes Jivatma near Paramatma means by resolving the ignorance, by resolving the ignorance caused distance between Jivatma and Paramatma, it as though takes Jivatma near the Paramatma. Is it clear? Therefore, Jivatmanam Paramatmanam Pratinayati iti ni. Okay? That ni stands for what? Ni nayati, upa nayati. Upa ni. Ni is the root. Upa nayati means takes near. Brahma Vidya takes the Jivatma near the Paramatma. It does not really physically take the Jivatma near the Paramatma. By removing, how does Brahma Vidya take the Jivatma near the Paramatma? By removing the distance between Jivatma and the Paramatma. Brahma Vidya removes the ignorance caused distance between Jivatma and the Paramatma. Thereby, it takes the Jivatma near the Paramatma. Which means it removes. There's no real distance between Jivatma and Paramatma. Therefore, Upanayati. Upanayati. Okay? Then, Avasadayati. It destroys the ignorance. Ignorance causes samsara. These are the two functions Brahma Vidya does. Is it clear? Brahma Vidya. Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. It's a functional name of Brahma Vidya. Upanishad is a functional name of Brahma Vidya. Why? Because Brahma Vidya does two things. First thing is, it takes the Jivatma near Paramatma by removing the distance caused by ignorance between Jivatma and Paramatma. Second function is, it destroys samsara and samsara caused some, it destroys ignorance and ignorance caused samsara. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. Upanayati. First is Upani. If you take Upani, Upanayati iti Upani. First function. Second function, Avasadayati. Avasadayati means destroys. It destroys ignorance and ignorance causes samsara. Two functions. That is why we say, what is Upanishad? Means Brahma Vidya. The functional name of Brahma Vidya. One meaning today is enough. Okay? So I can tell you again other meanings also every class. Upanayati Avasadayati iti Upanishad. And here, if you see the first mantra, Prathama Mundake, Prathama Khande, Prathamaha Mantraha. Prathama Mundake, Prathama Khande, prathamah mantraha. First mantra of the first section of the first mundaka. The two parts, we'll see that first. Om Brahma Devanam Prathamasambhava. Brahma Devanam Prathamasambhava. Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham. Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham. Atharvaya Jeshtha Putraya Praha. Atharvaya Jeshtha Putraya Praha. Om Brahma Devanam Prathamasambhava. Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham. Atharvaya Jeshtha Putraya Praha. Atharvaya Jeshtha Putraya Praha. The very first verse, Upanishad presents the greatness of the Shastra. Not only greatness of the Shastra, Upanishad presents the greatness of the Parampara, the lineage of the teachers, Guru Parampara. So Shastra Prashamsa, Guru Paramparayaha Prashamsa. The first verse presents Shastra Prashamsa, Guru Paramparayaha Prashamsa. The first verse, first mantra. Okay, first mantra presents the glorification, the greatness of the Shastram as well as the Parampara. How does it present? Om Brahma Devanam Prathamaha Sambhava. Any mantra should begin with Omkaraha, which we know very well. But we'll be seeing the meaning of Omkara later on. Brahma Sambhava. Brahma Sambhava. Brahma came into existence. Who is this Brahma? Prathamaha. Devanam Prathamaha Brahma. Who is Brahma? Devanam Prathamaha. First and the foremost of all Devas. Before anything and everything came into existence, who was the one who came into existence first? Brahma. Devanam Prathamaha Brahma Sambhava. Okay. And here, you must remember, Brahma is a Nakarantaha Pullingaha Brahman Shabdaha. We have two, the words Brahma. Brahma and Brahma. We have two different words. When you study Vedanta Shastram, you have to remember two words. One word is Brahma. Another word is Brahma. What is the difference between Brahma and Brahma? Brahma, it is short, is a Nakarantaha नपुंसकलिङ्गः ब्रह्मन् शब्दः, नकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गः ब्रह्मन् शब्दः. In nominative case, it becomes Brahma. And that neuter gender word, okay, a consonant, nakaranta, neuter gender word, Brahman. In nominative case, it becomes Brahma, short. That Brahma is a word implying the very reality, absolute reality. Whereas nakarantaha pullingaha brahmanna shabdaha, nakarantaha pullingaha brahmanna shabdaha, in nominative case will be Brahma, not Brahma, not short, long. So the masculine gender word Brahman means creator. The neuter gender word Brahman implies the reality. So which word implies the absolute reality? Which word is the name of the creator? Lord as the creator, Ishvara. The difference is there. Brahman, both words are Brahmans only. Okay, nakaranta shabdas. But the masculine gender word is in nominative form, Brahma. Neuter gender word, short, Brahma. Brahma, Brahma. So Brahma implies reality. Brahma means creator, the Lord. But here, Brahma is a creator. Devanam prathamaha Brahma sambhava. And who is this Brahma? Vishvasya karta. Upanishad itself clarifies. Vishvasya karta. Kaha ayam Brahma? Prathamaha sambhava. Kaha prathamaha sambhava. Brahma prathamaha sambhava. Kaha saha? Saha vishvasya karta. Thank God. I do not need to translate. Panditaha. Okay, you all can make out now. Vishvasya karta. All these days of study of Sanskritam, I must be helping you to understand. Oh, we don't need translation for all these words. Very simple kindergarten words. You can make out now. Vishvasya karta. Now you can say, akarantaha napumsakalingaha vishvam vishvashabdaha. Tasya shabdasya shashti vibhaktav ekavachane vishvasya iti rupam. Vishvasya. Karta. Karta. What is karta? Rikarantaha pullingaha kartru shabdaha. Karta means maker, doer, creator. Maker, doer, performer, creator. One word karta has many meanings. Maker, doer, performer, creator. So here we take the meaning creator. Vishvasya karta, maker of the world, creator of the world is this Brahma. Not only Brahma is a creator of the world, is also what? A gopta. Bhuvanasya gopta. Bhuvanam vishvam. What is the difference? Bhuvanam is another word for Vishwam. Vishvasya karta, Vishvasya bhokta. Vishwam, universe, cosmos. Bhuvanam, world. Bhuvanam, can say, Bhuvanasya gopta. Creator of the world and protector of the world as well. Gopta. What shabda is it? Goptri shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha goptri shabdaha. Goptri. Gopta means protector. In nominative root case, in nominative form, it is gopta. Rikarantaha pullingaha goptri shabdaha. Tasya shabdasya prathama vibhakto gopta iti rupam. Okay. No, Karta, Gopta. Both these words are masculine gender words, Rukaranta Shabdas. Karta, maker, and also protector. So, creator of the universe is the same Bhagavan who is also the protector of the universe. Gopta, sustainer of the universe. So, this Upanishad now brings another important, important fact. It reveals what? Sustainer of the universe, the creator of the universe is one and the same. Then why do we give two different names? Creator and sustainer. Because they're two different functions, okay? The sustenance, protection is one function. Creation is another function. So, creator and sustainer or protector, two functional names. And one more function also is there. That function is employed. That is resolution, the resolver. The one in whom the entire creation, the universe resolves is also the same Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan Ishvaraha, Upanishad first introduces Bhagavan, okay, in the name of Brahma. Ishvaraha, Brahma. Who is Ishvaraha? The Lord. Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Who is Ishvaraha? Who is Bhagavan? Who is Ishvaraha? Ishvaraha is given three different functional names. One functional name is what? Brahma. When do we give the name Brahma to the Lord as the creator? Brahma is the name attributed to Bhagavan when looked upon as the creator of the universe. Karta, Vishvasya Karta. Same Bhagavan, same Ishvara is given another name when look at the same Bhagavan as the protector, sustainer of the world. Now what is the name? That name is not given here. Vishnuhu. It's implied. Same Bhagavan is given another different name when look at Bhagavan from the standpoint of the function of resolving the universe. Bhagavan, as the one in whom the whole universe resolves, Bhagavan is given another name, Shivaha. So Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha, all three are nothing but one and the only Bhagavan. Three different functional names of only Ishvara. When do we give three different names? The two reasons are given here. The creator of the universe. Look at the universe. Bhagavan as the creator of the, look at the universe. Bhagavan as the creator of the universe. The name given is Brahma. The same Bhagavan looked upon as the protector of the universe, sustainer of the universe, is given the name Vishnu. As Gopta, he is called Vishnu. As Karta, he is called Brahma. And we have to supply one more name that is not given in the mantra. As the one in whom the whole universe resolves, he is given the name Vishnu, Shivaha. So Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha. Okay. So here, Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Okay, now here we have to see Saha. What did the Bhagavan do? Brahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha. It is Ishvara. It is Bhagavan himself. Who is Bhagavan? The one, the first and the foremost of all beings. Bhagavan, Ishvaraha, the Lord, or God who obtains as the first and the foremost of all devas, who alone is looked upon as Karta as Brahma, as Gopta as Vishnu, as the one in whom everything resolves as Shiva, that Bhagavan, Praha taught. Praha means said to, or you can say taught. What did he teach? Brahma Vidyam Praha. He taught Brahma Vidya. He taught Brahma Vidya means he imparted the knowledge of Brahman. So Bhagavan himself imparted the knowledge of the absolute reality. Bhagavan himself imparted the knowledge of absolute reality. Which means there is no teacher before Bhagavan. All the entire Guru Parampara, the lineage of teachers, has Bhagavan himself as the beginning link. Guru Parampara has Bhagavan himself as the first and the foremost of the teachers. Bhagavan is the first and the foremost of the teachers. Bhagavan is the beginning link of the lineage of teachers. Guru Paramparayaha Prathamaha Bhagavan. So Adi Guru is Anadihi. Okay? The beginningless Lord is the beginning link of the lineage of teachers. That's also mentioned here. And he, what did he do? He imparted this Brahma Vidya to his son Atharva. Which means Atharva. Atharva, Atharvani. Sa Brahma Vidyam. That Sa is a Saha. Saha is a third person singular pronoun, which stands for Brahma. Saha Brahma Vidyam Praha. To whom? Kasmai Praha. Kasmai Uktavan. Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya. Kasmai. See, Praha should be taken as Uktavan Patitavan. Okay? Praha should be taken as Uktavan Patitavan. Brahma Vidyam Patitava. He taught Brahma Vidya. To whom? Kasmai. Whom did he teach? Atharvaya. Atharvaya. Jeshta Putraya. Atharvaya. Jeshta Putraya Praha. To Atharva. Atharva. The first son. So Brahma taught, imparted Brahma Vidya to Atharva, the first son. Which means, first son means, literally you should not take it as a son here. It's a Rishi. The first, okay, the Rishi. To Atharva Rishi, he revealed it. When you say Bhagavan taught this to Atharva Rishi means, how Bhagavan revealed this to Atharva Rishi. Atharva Rishi got this teaching revealed to him. That's the meaning. Who is Atharva? Atharva is the name of a Rishi. And this Rishi is the one to whom most of the mantras of Atharveda were revealed. That is why the whole section of the Veda mantras has been compiled as Atharva Veda by Vyasacharya. Okay, Atharva Veda, one of the four Vedas as compiled by Vyasacharya. You know Atharva Veda because Atharva was the Rishi, name of the Rishi. So Bhagavan taught this to, imparted this knowledge to Atharva. Atharva Rishi. Jeshta Putraha. This to the first son, eldest son. That's the meaning. I won't give literal meaning here. Jeshthaya Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Brahma. Saha means Brahma. Brahma Vidyam Praha. And Kidrishim Brahma Vidyam Praha. Which sort of Brahma Vidya did he teach? Pratishtham. Sarva Vidya Pratishtham. Brahma Vidya is said to be Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Brahma Vidya Kidrushi. The question is asked, which sort of knowledge is Brahma Vidya? Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Brahma Vidya is Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Pratishtha means it is the support of all knowledge. Why is Brahma Vidya said to be the support of all knowledge? Because the reality implied by the term Brahman is the source of all knowledge. Therefore, knowledge of Brahman is said to be the support of all knowledge. And not only that, one more meaning I have to give you. Knowledge of any discipline should finally culminate in the attainment of Brahma Vidya. All knowledge should finally culminate in Brahma Vidya only. Knowledge of science, knowledge of medicine, knowledge of arts, knowledge of economics, knowledge of any fine art, any knowledge should finally culminate in the Brahma Vidya. Therefore, Brahma Vidya is said to be Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. When I'll do the Bhashyam, I'll explain this more. But now I'm just giving you the literal meaning of the word. Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Sarvasam Vidyanam Pratishtha. The support, the substratum of all disciplines of knowledge. Why? Because the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is the source of all knowledge. No knowledge exists outside of reality. Therefore, knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of the absolute reality, is support of all disciplines of all knowledge. All knowledge of all disciplines. And all knowledge should culminate in the attainment of Brahma Vidya. Therefore, it is said to be Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. And one more reason we have to understand. Any knowledge of any discipline is subject to limitation. And any knowledge will be always incomplete. Knowledge of physics, knowledge of chemistry, knowledge of mathematics, knowledge of science, knowledge of medicine, knowledge of technology, knowledge of fine arts, arts, commerce, any knowledge of any discipline will always be incomplete. Knowledge of anything and everything in the world will always be incomplete. No knowledge of any discipline in the world will ever become a complete knowledge. Whereas, Brahma Vidya is always a complete knowledge. Knowledge of Brahman is complete knowledge. Why? Because once you know what Brahman is, then there won't be any doubt in Brahman. If you know the knowledge of anything else, physics, chemistry, mathematics, there will always be so much to know. So much, you can never say, I know everything. The Brahma Vidya is always a Purna Vidya, a complete knowledge. Other than knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of anything and everything in the world will be incomplete knowledge. Apurna Vidya. Okay. See, knowledge of the reality is Brahma Vidya. Knowledge of anything other than Brahman, reality, will be knowledge of anything within the realm of matter, Prakriti. The knowledge of anything within the realm of the matter, Prakriti, material, science, will be always be incomplete knowledge. the spiritual science, material science. Knowledge of Brahman is spiritual science, is a Purna Vidya. Whereas knowledge of anything within the realm of matter is material science, it will be always incomplete. Therefore, Brahma Vidya, Sarva Vidya Pratishta. So, Sarva Vidya Pratishtam, Brahma Vidyam, Saha Brahma, Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Proktavan. Praha means Proktavan, Patitavan. So, that Lord Brahma taught this great teaching, imparted this great teaching, knowledge of Brahman to the sage Atharva, the first son, the eldest son. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha. So here, it's all kindergarten lessons, okay? Many of you haven't got your Bhashyam text ready. I'll try to send it before. I searched for something. If you go to Sringeri.net, okay? Sringeri.net, Sringeri Math has given a Bhashyam for all the Upanishads. All Upanishad Bhashyams are available on the net's website. But you will not find one word of English there. Everything is in Sanskrit. The Sanskrit original text and the original Sanskrit Bhashyam also is available. All Upanishad Bhashyams are available. And we also have tikas for that there. You first let us see only Bhashyam. Let's not worry about tikas. If anybody is so desperate to get it tomorrow itself, you can go to Sringeri.net and get the text. Otherwise, you have to wait for me to find out. Today I searched to send a copy of Bhashyam. Maybe Sanskrit documents. It has only the textbook. I haven't found the Bhashyam for it. But anyway, it's not very simple. It's nothing to worry. You can get to find it easily. Today I didn't want to miss the class, so I wanted to do this. So this is the first mantra. And before I enter, I want to tell you one more thing. Om Brahma Devanam Prathamasam Bhabhova Vishvasya Karta Bhavanasya Gopta Sa Brahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha. So here, I have to tell you one more thing. Why do we say Brahma, so Karta, Gopta? We can say Nashayita, isn't it? So who is Karta, who is Gopta, who is Nashayita here? Why do you say the difference? You say only Bhagavan is given three different names. Only Bhagavan is given three different names, functional names. So why? What are the three names there? So here we say, when you look at the, you understand this much. When you look at the entire gross universe, the entire gross universe, sthula prapanchaha, experienced, objectified in the waking state. When it is looked upon as Bhagavan, the whole Jagat is looked upon as Bhagavan, then the name given is what? Virat. Virat. That Virat alone in Puranas is given a different name, Vishnu. And the same, the entire subtle universe, is looked upon as Bhagavan, is given the name Brahma. And the same universe, when it is resolved, the whole universe, Bhagavan is looked upon as the one in whom the whole Jagat resolves, give a different name, Shivaha. that technically it's called Antaryamishwaraha. So I wanted to know these technical expressions. Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and Antaryamishwaraha. Who is Virat? Who is Hiranyagarbha? Who is Antaryamishwaraha? Only Bhagavan is given three different functional names. When do you call Bhagavan a Virat? Look at the entire Sthula Prapancha as Bhagavan. A Bhagavan and the Sthula Prapancha as the manifestation of Ishvara. Then the name given is Virat. Look at the sentient Sukshma Prapancha. Subtle manifestation. The whole of subtle manifestation as manifestation of Bhagavan. The name given is Hiranyagarbha. Look at the same Bhagavan as the one in whom this subtle and gross manifestations resolve. The name given is different, Antaryamishwaraha. And this Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Antaryamishwaraha alone, technical expressions in personified in legends, Puranas, as Vishnu, Brahma and Shivaha. Therefore, three different names, functional names of only Bhagavan. Which means we don't say, okay. That's why it's already in the very, very opening mantra, the confusion is clarified. In Sanatana Dharma, we never say gods are many, nor do we say God is one. What we say is, what is, there's only Bhagavan. There's nothing other than Bhagavan here. All that is, there's only Bhagavan. We say God is one, there's a big problem. We say gods are many, there's a much bigger problem. So we don't say that, but we can worship Bhagavan in hundreds of forms, thousands of forms. In every form, we can invoke Bhagavan. You can have any number of murtis, no problem. Because all that is, there is only Bhagavan. That fact, amazing fact, is given here in the very opening mantra. It is implied here. Is it clear? But this, we will be seeing more in detail about the jivas. So who is Ishvara then? The reality manifest alone is given the Ishvara title. So Ishvaraha, Bhagavan, is a qualification attributed to the very reality of the whole cosmos. The absolute reality, without which this universe cannot exist at all, that reality manifest alone, reality manifest alone is given the attribute, is given the qualification as Ishvara. So Ishvara, Bhagavan, is a qualification attributed to the reality, the manifestation of the reality. Well, who is Ishvara? Ishvara is the very reality. Ishvara is the very truth. Truth of the whole Jagat. When you say Ishvara is the whole, then you can understand there's no individual which is outside of Ishvara. How can there be individual outside of Ishvara? Ishvara is the whole. So that's why Bhagavan is a concept, is a fact to be understood. It's not something. Bhagavan in Sanatana Dharma is a fact to be understood. Not a matter, it's not something to be believed. Okay? Therefore, so Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava Vishvasya Katta Bhavanasya Gopta Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha. It means, so when was this Upanishad written? By whom was it written? Such a question should not arise, need not arise. It was not written by anybody, any author, on any given particular day or time, in a given period of time. It's a timeless. Whenever Upanishad, even Bhagavad Gita will come across the same thing. When you say Bhagavan himself, whenever Bhagavan himself is presented as the beginning link of the lineage of teachers, what it implies is that this teaching is a timeless teaching. Upanishad, which comes as part of the Veda Shastram, is what? Timeless Shastram. Timeless Pramanam. Timelessness of the Shastram alone is implied by saying that Bhagavan himself is the beginning link of the lineage of teachers. Bhagavan is the beginning link of the lineage of teachers means what? Bhagavan himself taught this. Bhagavan himself, Ishra, Bhagavan himself taught this means what? This has no beginning. Whenever it is said Bhagavan himself taught, what it implies is it has no beginning. So Bhagavan taught means it got revealed. It got revealed. It got revealed means it was already there. It was not newly written. It was already there, unmanifest. The whole Vedic Shastram, all this knowledge contained in the words of the Vedic Shastram remained unmanifest. Where the words were already there, unmanifest. They remained as part of the space. Akashe Shabdaha Asan. The knowledge contained in the knowledge was contained in the words as the meaning of the words, and the words already were there, not created newly, already there. They remained unmanifest, which means they only became manifest. How? They got revealed to the rishis. And who are the rishis? And rishihi, those who deserve the teaching, they got revealed. Who is Rishihi again? Rishihi is derived from the root Rish. The verb is Rishati. Rishati is the verb. Okay? Rishati. That R is a vowel. Okay? It's not a consonant. Rishati means Janati. Rishati means Janati. Knows. Rishati Janati iti Rishihi. Rishi is the one who knows. The knower. One who knows. Rishihi means the seer of the truth. Seer of a subtle fact. The seer of a subtle fact is said to be Rishihi. Any subtle fact, imperceptible, incomprehensibly subtle, imperceptibly subtle, when the fact becomes revealed to a person who has tuned his mind to receive it, he is known as Rishihi. And the very Rishis, they got subtle facts revealed to them. When subtle facts become revealed to the Rishis, they were already there or not? If they're already not existent, how can they get revealed? Before the facts got revealed to the rishis, they existed before. What existed alone got revealed to them. So where did they exist? They all exist, they remained unmanifest. When any knowledge remains unmanifest, we say unmanifest also is Ishvara. whatever remains unmanifest, when it becomes revealed, then it becomes what? It's already there. What was already there alone becomes revealed, gets revealed to the rishis. So what do we mean by revealing? I'll explain to you next class. Okay, with the Bhasha. So let us read mantra again. Brahma Om Brahma Devanam Prathamasambhava Vishvasya Karta Bhavanasya Gopta Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya Praha. So here, so Devanam Prathamaha, Devanam Prathamaha, Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta, Brahma Sambhava. Saha Brahma, Sarva Vidya Pratishtham, Brahma Vidyam, Atharvaya, Jeshta Putraya, Praha. This is the prose order. How many of you have not understood this? I got the prose order now. Which word should take it? The rest of the words become adjectives of the word Brahma. Devanam Prathamaha, number one adjective. Vishvasya Karta, number two adjective. Bhuvanasya Gopta, third adjective. Of the word Brahma. Devanam Prathamaha, Vishvasya Karta, comma, Bhuvanasya Gopta, Brahma, Sambhava. So Brahma came into manifestation. I mean, the reality manifest alone is Brahma. It is known as Ishvara, Bhagavan. And this Brahma, what did he do? Saha. So Saha is a pronoun referring to Brahma. Saha, Brahma. Kaha Brahma, Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta, Devanam Prathamaha Brahma, Praha. Praha means Proktavan. Had taught, imparted, had said. What did he say? Brahma Vidyam. Kidrashim Brahma Vidyam. Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Brahma Vidyam. Praha. Kasmai Saha Brahma, Kasmai Praha, Kasmai Proktavan. To whom did he teach? Atharvaya. Kidrushaya Atharvaya. Which sort of Atharva was he? Jeshta Putraya. Jeshta Putraya Atharvaya. See the adjective now. Jeshta Putraya Atharvaya. Who was Atharva? First son. Jeshta Putraya Atharvaya. Sarva Vidya Pratishtham Brahma Vidyam. Brahma Proktavan Praha. Kaha Brahma? Who was Brahma? Who can give the answer? Brahma Kaha. Kaha Brahma. Try it. One of you can give the answer.
Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Bhokta.
Devanam Prathamaha.
Prathamaha? Complete. Purnam Vakyam. Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta, Devanam Prathamaha, Brahma. Correct. So good. This is the literal meaning of the verse. You have got it. Which means Bhagavan taught Brahma Vidya. Which means Brahma Vidya has no beginning. When we say Bhagavan himself taught means what? It has no beginning. It's a beginningless, timeless scripture. So the timeless shastram. I don't want to use the word scripture anymore. Okay? Pooja Swamiji once corrected. So I want to remember that always. No, don't say scripture. Scripture is something. It's okay. Shastram. Shastram is the pramanam here. Even though sometimes forgetfully we translate the word shastram as scripture. But it's a shastra. Let us use the word shastram as shastram. It's a pramanam. Which means timeless shastra means the shastram, Veda shastram remains unmanifest. Remains unmanifest, becomes manifest. When the universe becomes unmanifest, shastram also becomes unmanifest. Again becomes manifest. So anything which becomes manifest again and again and again becomes unmanifest, again becomes manifest, again becomes unmanifest means the universe also has no, universe also has no beginning, no end. So Veda Shastram also has no beginning, no end. Universe is what? The universe also is not newly created. It was already there. It becomes manifest. Before becoming manifest, what was the universe? It was unmanifest. After becoming manifest, it is manifest. Again, it becomes unmanifest. Again, it becomes manifest. This is it's a constant process. Constant, continuous, endless process. Becoming manifest and being unmanifest. Becoming unmanifest and being manifest is something continuous process. So not only the universe, every time the universe becomes unmanifest, Veda Shastram also becomes unmanifest. Every time the universe becomes manifest, Shastram also becomes manifest. Which means, who is the source of the universe? Who is the source of the Veda Shastram? Where does the Shastram remain unmanifest? Where does the universe remain unmanifest? The universe remains unmanifest. Shastram remains unmanifest. Where does it remain unmanifest? There must be some source for it to remain, for the world to remain, for the Shastram to remain. Whether it is manifest or unmanifest, to remain, there must be source. That source of the Shastram, whether it is manifest or unmanifest, the source of the universe is manifest or unmanifest is the reality. But the same reality is looked upon as the source of the unmanifest in the manifest universe. And look at the reality as the source of the manifest, non-manifest Shastram, that reality is given the new title, new qualification, Bhagavan Ishwaraha, the Lord. Is it clear? Does it make sense? Which means there's no creation. And that which becomes unmanifest and manifest continuously is said to be what? Perennially eternal. Reality is absolutely eternal. And that which constantly, without getting destroyed totally, without being created newly, without getting destroyed totally, that which continues to exist in unmanifest and manifest form is said to be perennially eternal. And that which is changelessly remains, that which changelessly remains as a source of manifestation of the universe and the Shastram, is said to be absolutely eternal. So what is absolutely eternal? What is perennially eternal? That is why we say nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. There's a source. The reality is the source of the manifestation, the source of the universe. The manifest universe and the unmanifest universe. There's the reality, same reality, the source of the manifest and the unmanifest Shastram. And that reality is looked upon as Ishvara. When it is looked upon as the source of the manifest and the unmanifest universe and the Shastra. That is why Ishvara also is what? How many gods are there? There is only Ishvara. Only Bhagavan. Even three different functional names. As Gopta, as Karta, as Nashayita. Nashayita is not here. Okay? That is why there is no real destroyer, the resolver, the one in whom the whole Jagat resolves. The one in whom the Shastram remains resolved. The one from whom the Shastram and the world becomes manifest. The one by whom the Shastram and the world is sustained, protected and preserved. This much information is packed in this verse. Because many of you have not yet found your Bhashyam part, very, very simple Bhashyam, but still you have thorough understanding of every mantra. So we will do it in the next class. Is it all right? So before next week, memorize Shanti Mantraha, but that means, and also whatever today I have said, Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.